We go. All right. Raw reaction time. That was not pretty. I don't know what the hell happened. They just look unprepared. Not ready for the moment. Is that the young team? Issue with the young team? It was difficult to watch McKay struggle out there and not seeing adjustments. I don't know why they didn't use Hines, Lassane, Houston, get outside, just abuse the corners more, and get it into the hands of your athletes. Take the pressure off of McKay so he's not scrambling like this. Yeah, didn't use Hines or Houston. I mean, I don't understand that at all. I think that is a problem with Dorn. I think that's something we've seen for a while where they get into this game plan and they just refuse to adjust. And that's super frustrating. I don't get it, man. I really don't. Yeah, I mean, I feel you, Bird Pack. It just seems outcoached. It just seems like there's no adjustment. And for the podcast listeners, I'm live streaming this on Twitter, so people are putting comments in. And yeah, I mean, I think let's talk defensively. I agree. I mean, Cam just said there was no pass rush. I think that's the biggest problem. I don't think it was necessarily a secondary thing. I think there wasn't any pass rush there. They thought they could get pass rush with their front three, you know, maybe bringing a linebacker, but they really didn't. And that really killed us. I mean, the secondary can only cover for so long. And then West Virginia's running on the outside. Getting on the outside is super easy. That was disappointing. Look at the first three games. Even though we may be better a lot than the first two drives. Yeah, I mean, it didn't look like it at all. We haven't since we beat Clemson at home before Dave Dorn. Yeah, I mean, it just the defense didn't help. I mean, West Virginia was offensively inept for the first two games, and now, you know, we made them look like a Big 12 team. And it was ugly, man. I don't know what else to say. People are going to talk about McKay. And yeah, he looked awful. He didn't look good. Oh, my headset just died. Fantastic. McKay didn't look good. And I don't know if putting Hockman in is the answer, but at least they didn't set up McKay for any sort of success, man. They didn't help him out at all. And that was really disappointing. Like, use your athletes better. This dink and dunk offense sucks. Yeah, before the halftime, they took one shot and then decided that wasn't going to work. Why not throw some more passes? You know, they talked about how fast Cecil Powell was. Put him in there, let him run some streaks and just chuck it. McKay can chuck it, let him throw it. And they didn't do it. I don't know, man. That was – McKay's going to make those mistakes, right? McKay's going to make those, I don't know, beginner – he's only started three games, right? So he's going to look – he's going to look like that a bit. But I just don't think they helped him at all. Yeah, third and one call before the block punt was ridiculous. They didn't help him at all. You know, you got to know your guy's going to do this, and maybe that's why they were throwing short dink and dunks. But they really, I think they did not set him up to be successful there, and that was disappointing. This is different than making mistakes. You can't throw an accurate pass. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many. You're right. I don't know if that was the moment, but man, he threw, I don't know how many passes he threw behind Thayer Thomas or just behind other guys. It wasn't It wasn't pretty, man. I don't know if Hockman's better or Leary's better, but I, you know, tweeted this out. Sometimes it's better to just go trial by fire and see if one of these other guys has it. You know, I said it in the first, very first podcast of the year. Maybe it is a, you know, you don't know how they're going to react until you get them in the lights or under the lights, so to speak, or, you know, so maybe you have to pull one of these other guys and give them a shot and see if they are gamers, man. I harken all the way back to Phillip Rivers, right? He was a freshman coming in, and they just threw him in there. He made some mistakes, but, man, he figured it out. And I think if these other guys like Leary or Hockman that people say are super talented, like, I have no idea. We've all seen them the same amount, the spring game, basically. And you just don't know. But I don't agree with them not getting any run in the Western game or the ECU game. And I hope they get some run in the BC game. And it's not an indictment of Matt McKay. Maybe you just do it to take some pressure off him. Maybe you do it to you know, let McKay settle down. Mack Brown did it with Sam Howell at the end of the second, first half in the Wake Forest game. He wasn't playing well. James Henderson thought our run D was the 85 Bears. I mean, they did okay. They just, the outside contain was awful. It's something, they weren't even prepared for it, which is weird. I don't understand that part. But, yeah, it was disappointing. I don't know. Y'all have any questions? I feel like we've beaten the dead horse. I'll drink my beer. Somebody asked me something. Yeah. I don't know. I want to see something better. We're not going to know anything playing Ball State. Was Knight hurt in the first half, or did just coaches underutilize him in the first half? I don't think he was hurt because he came back and played fine, and he played well. They insisted to just run him straight downhill every time was disappointing. Special in the next 2 years, what does that mean? I mean, it means you're young right now, which I hate that excuse. But it also means, you know, in theory, they should be better. You know, the Wake Forest model, you redshirt everybody so that you're playing 21-year-olds against 19-year-olds and whatever that, whatever those numbers are. Do we win an ACC game? Yeah, I mean, I think we do. I hope we do. I don't think this will be the same team. I think you got to learn from it. I don't think they're as bad as they look today. But they definitely need to adjust. If they don't, then that's tough, man. That's tough slaying. Because Wake looked pretty good. I mean, BC lost to Kansas, so who the hell knows what you're going to get from them. Cuse doesn't look good. But, I mean, at this point, who knows? And that sucks, man, because you watch the first two games and they played clean and they didn't do anything stupid and it felt good. In this game, they looked like a bunch of freshmen and sophomores. The effort, man, the effort is what really gets me. I was behind, and so I'm watching the first quarter and West Virginia wanted it more. They were moving. They expected a game. I think our guys almost felt like they expected to go in there and just whip them, and they didn't. And West Virginia punched them in the mouth early. Yeah, they were jacked up. I just think it's, you know, it's a home game. It's their first real game at home. I don't know. They were amped. I think when you get your tail kicked in like they did against Missouri, it's a pride thing. They come back and want to play better. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Our guys, you know, the soft schedule maybe is something. I'm not sure. But, yeah, they wanted it more, and it showed. I like Dorn, and I said this, I like how he's building this program and like what he's doing, like what he says, but I really want him to win one of these games. And it just feels like the same thing every time. When you lose one of these games, it's no urgency, no innovation, no, I don't know, no desire to just win. It's like they want to just roll, you know, go out there and be more talented than somebody and steamroll them. And that's not the case with teams like West Virginia. I mean, they're similar to us. We saw it with Texas A&M. They just plowed us. They had more talent. And if you don't innovate, you don't have a chance of winning. And I think that's, you know, Dorn's got to learn that lesson, that he's got to try something different, right? I don't know. If we don't do something, increase talent level next 2 years, I mean, I think it's pretty good. Yeah, he better win some games, right? I mean, he better win some real games. Because I get the argument that he's padded his stats, so to speak, playing cupcakes. And it's not a good look, man. It's hard for guys like me to defend. Ooh, that's bad. The football version of Sendak. I don't want that. but anyway, I don't know, man. That was not good. I want to see something different. I want to see, you know, a different game plan. I want to see more out of these guys. Yeah, not enough. Yeah, you know, Debbie Al hired him. She's not around anymore. Now, you don't fire a guy one back-to-back 9 wins, but you know he's got some more years in you. But you got to win the fans back over. You want people in there for the third quarter? Win this game. Don't come into this game and play like chumps. That's it, man. That's what I really want him to win some games. Yeah, at some point you have to start winning these games. Exactly. You know, the fans can only take so much. But I think that's where I'll leave it. I appreciate y'all jumping on. If anybody's got any other questions, I'll answer them. He's got 2 years at least, right? Doesn't change. Carolina will win a few. Yeah, and that's the other thing. With Mac is back, right? This is the perfect time to derail that hype train. How do you take the wind out of their sails? You just win games. And you win games like this, and you be the best team. And people will stop talking about that. Mac's going to get his recruits. He's going to do that. Carolina always does. But, you know, to be the best program, win this game. Or play this game closer. Right? You lost by 17. Trailing most of the time. Didn't look good. Yeah. Not good. All right. That's it. Misery loves company. How does a team with a 1.1 year? Yeah, that's – I don't know. They wanted it more. They wanted it more. And they were ready for it. It was a big game for them. It wasn't for us. It sure didn't seem like it. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining on the Twitter Live. I appreciate it. And I'll record a real podcast at some point this week. Talk to y'all later. I'm going to stop recording.